Okay, let's finish off this last part of 12 Symbolic Code number 1. It says that for the untypical king of the Babylon is called Lucifer because Babylon is an institution of the devil. This is page 20 of 12 Symbolic Code number 1. Isaiah 14:21, prepare slaughter for the children for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise and possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. For the Babylon's expectation of what they will do will fail and reverse the destruction upon themselves, just as the Haman's gallows at last was the instrument of his own destruction. Isaiah 14:22-25. For I will rise up against them, saith the Yahshua the host, and cut off from the Babylon the name and the remnant and the son and nephew, saith Yeshua. I will also make it a possession for the bitter, and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the besom of destruction, saith Yeshua the host. For Yahshua the host has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains. And mountains means a kingdom. Tread and him under feet, underfoot. There shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. Why is Assyria brought in at this point, when all through the chapter it has been talking about Babylon? For the reason, let us read the next verse, Isaiah 14:26. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. Well, the Yahshua is here telling us that what he will do with the Assyria, he will also do to Babylon. He declared that he will surely do it, and we must not doubt it. Just as Yahshua is able to lead his people into their land of the promise anciently, so he can now also today lead his people back and take from them their yoke and make of them a nation that shall never be given to other people, that which will stand forever. Isaiah 14:27. For the Yahshua of the host hath purpose, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Who is able to tear down his purpose? His hand already is stretched, but to do it, and none has power to turn it back. No one can stop it now. Isaiah 14:28. And this year, as King Ahaz died, was this burden. This gives the time Isaiah saw this burden. Isaiah 14:29. Rejoice not thou, whole Palestina, because the rod of him that smote thee is broken, for out of the serpent's root shall come forth a cockatrice, and his fruit shall be a five-flying serpent. Well, the subject again changes, this time to Palestinian, the promised land. Anciently, the rod that smote Palestinian was Israel, who came into the land and became a nation of its own, that because of her disobedience, Israel was broken down and scattered, and has remained so unto this day. This verse tells Palestinian, however, not to rejoice over Israel's broken condition, because something worse is coming upon Palestinian. For we read this in Isaiah 14:30, and the firstborn of the poor shall feast, and the needy shall lie down and safety, and I will kill thy root with the famine, and he shall slay thy remnant. It is the firstborn of the poor that shall feed and live in safety in Palestinian. And Yahweh says that he will kill with the famine the root of the heathen that are now planted there, and the remnant will he slay. He is utterly to clean out the land of all the heathen that are there, and give it unto his people. Isaiah 14:31. Howl, O gate, cry, O city, thou whole Palestinian, art dissolved, for there shall come from the north a smoke, and there shall be, and none shall be alone in his appointed time. Palestinian is to be completely dissolved. Through our study of the Bible, we have come to expect the heathen to be dissolved out of the Palestinian and the Assyrian period. Whole Palestinian are dissolved, for there shall come from the north a smoke. Smoke does not creep along the surface of the ground, but travels through the air, and as the smoke comes from the north, the phrase suggests that the aerial attack will be waged against her from the north and pass on to the south, for it will mean that those who now possess Palestinian will lose out, for the last phrase, and none shall be alone in his appointed time, or times, means that they will not be alone, for others will be with it in his appointed time. Isaiah 14:32. What shall one then answer the messengers of the nation that the Yeshua hath founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall trust in it? This tells how Zion is going to be founded, for the Yeshua is to accomplish it. From all appearances, it looks as though we are very, very close unto the fulfillment of these prophecies. Only one thing hinders it, and that is that we have not finished our work. Well, it's the Hall of Assembly by the Seventh Day Adventist Church. I had not finished the gospel work. Had we taken the message of the warning to the church, This could all have been finished by now, for the nations are all ready. For the Yahweh will hold it until we get out, get our work done. Another thing that is certain is that it is for our good, whatever happens, and whoever wins, if we are followers of the Yahweh and the Spirit and in the truth. Now this brings the end of our study for this time. We'll close now with a song.